Film and TV writers are now in their 7th week on strike against the Hollywood studios with no signs of an imminent deal. They got shout-outs at Sunday night's Tony Awards, and on Monday, the country's largest labor union federation, the AFL-CIO, joined the writers in a rally outside Amazon Studios in New York City.
Can you hear us, Jeff Bezos?
As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, the writers' movement is now uniting workers beyond Hollywood.
The AFL-CIO represents 12.5 million American workers, including postal workers, mine workers, and those in the entertainment industry. Liz Schuler leads the federation and led the charge at Monday's rally in New York City.
We're not going to take it anymore. We're here in force, not just the Writers Guild. We're here with the labor movement in this country standing strong in solidarity.
Schuler was also at a recent rally in downtown Los Angeles called the Union Strike Back. The protest included the Writers Guild of America and SAG-AFTRA, which are both challenging the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers for new contracts. But in the sea of picket signs, there were also many behind-the-scenes Hollywood workers and Teamsters who've been turning their trucks away from picketed studios. Lindsay Doherty is a Teamsters boss.
So we've heard from the WGA, we've heard from SAG about these employers called the AMPTP, the Alliance, yeah, boo!
Motion picture and television producers, also known as the Evil Empire.
Like Hollywood, Los Angeles is a union town, and at the Union Strike Back rally was a cross-section of workers, including L.A. teachers, who recently won a huge victory in their strike against the second-largest school district in the country. Marching alongside all of them was Graciela Gomez, a waitress at the Four Points Sheraton by the airport.
Ahorita todas las uniones estamos unidas para pelear fuertes con las grandes corporaciones y los billonarios.
Gomez says all the unions are united in fighting the big corporations and the billionaires. Her restaurant and hotel workers union may go out on strike at the end of June for higher wages. So might 55,000 L.A. County workers in healthcare, social services, public safety, parks and rec.
It's going to be a hot labor summer.
Duncan Crabtree Ireland is executive director of SAG-AFTRA, the union that represents Hollywood actors. It also represents broadcast journalists at NPR, though we're not covered under the TV and theatrical contract being negotiated now. In another example of solidarity across lines, many of the actors have already been walking the writers' picket lines, and they've authorized a strike against the studios they're negotiating with, as Crabtree Ireland explains.
Actors are workers just like everybody else here, and they are finding it impossible to maintain a sustainable living doing a job they love.
The actors and writers are living paycheck to paycheck, like so many others in the gig economy, says Chris Kaiser, co-chair of the WGA's negotiating committee.
I think it's a part of a moment we're in right now. Labor feels its power for the first time in a long time. It's because the arguments that we're making ring true for labor, and maybe for Americans who aren't even part of unions, which is feeling of being meaningless, of being diminished by large corporations in a world that says we have the power and you have none. You don't get what you deserve. It's not possible like it used to be to earn a living and raise a family and do all the things that Americans had come to think was their right. That rings true for people.
Part of why the writer's strike resonates is because it can affect TV and movies we all watch, says Jonathan Handel, an entertainment attorney and journalist who's written about Hollywood labor.
The more important reason is Hollywood is a high-profile bellwether industry, and if workers are able to secure fair wages and job security with corporations, that sends a signal to other companies as well and helps affect the tone of the country.
Today, guilds and unions around the world, from Argentina to Ukraine, are rallying in solidarity with Hollywood writers. The president of the WGA, Meredith Steam, has already declared how writers will return the favor to all union workers.
When it's your turn, we will be there with you.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Hollywood.